Hello and welcome everybody to episode 11 of Why Should Your Team Win. I'm super excited. I'm on the horn with Jess from Minneapolis. Give it up for Jess, everybody.
Happy to be here. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. This is my first Minnesotan on the podcast, so that's exciting.
Oh boy, I feel the weight.
Yeah, the state of hockey, no pressure.
Yeah.
So Jess, why don't you tell me about your favorite team and how it got that way?
Sure. So being a Minnesotan, my favorite team is of course the Minnesota Wild. I am a newer fan to hockey. I really didn't get into it until last year. And kind of the way it started was my husband and I were looking for something to do on a Thursday night. And I said, hey, I can get some tickets, some pretty inexpensive Wild tickets. I said, let's just go. Let's try it out. And my husband's a lifelong hockey fan. He grew up on the Iron Range. So it's kind of in their blood up there, I would say. Mm-hmm. And so we ended up going to a Wild game, and man, I fell in love with it just right away. Just the energy and, you know, the other fans are so funny and interesting. And I think seeing it live as opposed to seeing it on TV, it just makes all the difference.
So yeah, and you saw it at the XL Center?
Yeah, which is a great venue. I mean, it was built for hockey. It's a great venue for a lot of things, but every seat is great. I mean, they really do such a nice job at the XL, and just the energy of, you know, the fans and the announcers and the team, everything just kind of came together, and I was hooked right away.
Well, yeah, especially last season, you guys, towards the end of the season, you guys kind of leapfrogged in the second place into the division, you know, because the Central Division's a pretty good of hockey. It's pretty good in the West.
Yeah.
I was actually surprised you guys made it to second. But, I mean, you guys did. You earned your spot in the playoffs. And then you guys played St. Louis. Did you watch the playoff then?
Sure did. I was at the first playoff game of the season. Okay. Of that series, the only one that we were in, the only series we were in that playoffs. We watched every game. We were at the first one where they shut us out 4-0. That was heartbreaking.
Yeah,
that one was rough. We came back that second game, and then it was time to go to St. Louis. And it was a tough series to watch. It felt like we kind of gave up around game, I want to say 5-6 somewhere, or maybe game 6, I think it was, where it really felt like they weren't the same team anymore. I don't know. Yeah. Hard to put into words.
Yeah. Well, it's like you lost 3 straight to end the series. And that's always frustrating as a fan where you're like, come on, please, 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 please.
Yeah.
You can pray all you want to the hockey gods and it just breaks your heart.
Right.
I actually, from my bracket, I had Minnesota over St. Louis, but then I changed it after the first game. Mm-hmm. After what's did you say, is his name Spurgeon or Spurgeon?
Spurgeon.
Mm-hmm. Spurgeon. Yep. Captain. When he did that dirty hit on even hockey fans, Wild fans agree that, and someone who has a nagging ankle injury, what he did to Bushnevich, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so dumb. And it's uncharacteristic for that player.
Yes.
What are your thoughts? Yeah.
Yep. I thought you could see the frustration, everything kind of culminated. Because that is not a Jared Spurgeon move from, you know, again, I'm only a 2-season fan, right? But he is a kind of more calm, collected captain. It sounds like in a locker room he's that way too, and he doesn't put dirty hits. I mean, that was a Nick Deloriat type of move, or Marcus Foligno type of thing, and you could just see all of the frustration, I think, in him, and it just came out. And I think most of us in Minnesota agreed that that was not a cool thing to do.
When I watched the highlights, I grabbed my ankle. I was like, oh god.
Yeah. Yes.
But I mean, yep. Hockey is such a fast game. And if you rewind it like a minute before he did the ankle smash, you know, that guy was, you know, he wasn't playing nice either, you know, so it's.
Yeah.
It's just so fast and physical, and you just don't want to break a dude's ankle.
You know? It's so not worth it. I mean, that one was rough to watch for sure.
So how did you avoid being a Wild fan for so long, being surrounded by hockey? Not just Wild, you know, you got the Gophers, you got the state hockey tournament. Tom, Dick, and Harry on skates in Minnesota.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm ashamed to tell you, I went to college in Duluth, and the UMD Bulldogs are, you know, they've won
legendary championship. Team,
I don't know. My parents were not hockey fans, I guess, growing up. So it wasn't in our home. Me and my sister didn't play hockey. That's a great question. I don't know how I really avoided it, except to say I was
in a coma for 30 years.
Yeah, right. I know. I'm so ashamed to be the voice of Minnesota right now. People are like, oh, you chose her. I think it was just really that it wasn't around me as much. I was a huge baseball fan. I've been a lifelong Twins fan.
Mm-hmm. Go Twins.
I'm actually pretty, go Twins. Not a good year, but
started
off good. Basketball fan. Did. Yeah. You know, they tricked us again. But yeah, I've been more of a basketball fan. I don't know. I don't have a good reason. And I'm embarrassed. Yeah. Like I told you, I'm embarrassed it took me so long to get into it.
I know. Well, I come from a family of 9 and I'm the only one that follows hockey. So I have became, like I said, late in life, but I was actually 14. But I just started playing it one day with my high school team. You know, so I played hockey all throughout high school, and I loved it that way because I used to love rollerblading in the summer. And then I was like, I want to keep this going in the winter. So I just started skating, and that's when my love of hockey started. And then,
absolutely. Do you play?
Not anymore. I played once in Belgium. There's, like I said, there's not really a market for hockey, but there is a club called the Leeuwenkerk Alliance. Shout out to them. And it's really cool because they have enough, if you don't have your own equipment, which is, you know, kind of a barrier for a lot of hockey players because it's expensive and you grow.
Yes.
And so this Ice Palace, what are they called again? I'm forgetting. Yeah. Arena.
Arena.
Ace Palace, that's what they call it. But they have skates if you need them. They've got shin pads if you need them, elbow pads. So you can just show up and they'll have the extra equipment for kids that want to play. And I think that's really great.
Oh, see, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's one thing. I'm sorry to go back, but just to speak kind of plainly, I always felt like it was a pretty racially exclusive sport. And still probably is.
Indeed, you know, the hashtag hockey is for everyone. It's like, is it really? Mm-hmm. You know, like, I like it's a nice sounding hashtag, but you know.
Right. But what steps are they taking to make sure that you can start kids playing early and, you know, ice time? I mean, the equipment alone, the ice time, the time commitment, it feels more exclusive. And so I think part of that was maybe that too, that I just thought, why there's a lot of white guys there.
You know, I was reluctant growing up to get into hockey because at my school, they were called the hockey jocks and nobody liked them. It was like the preppy kids that were mean to everyone else, you know? And it was kind of classist where it was like all the, you know, the rich kids could only play hockey and they were all like the, you know, so it's like that always turned me off. But I don't know. I got hooked and I was fortunate enough that my family could afford the equipment. And I had an older brother that would take me to the games. Like he was 21 when I was 14. So he was able to drive me around. He was 21. Sure. Hint, hint. So you're a new fan. Who is your favorite player to watch?
You know, it's going to sound pretty just know, cliche, but I don't know how you can beat Kirill Kaprizov. I, you know, he is incredible.
He is
fun
the
to
best.
Watch.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the best player you've had since Marion Gabrick. And that's been like 20 years ago.
That, yep. And that's a name that I've heard quite a few times.
Oh, yeah.
Even he, that's what I've heard. I've heard that that's what people used to love him. Yep.
Well, they have a similar style. They're both speedy, but I think this guy just edges out Gabrick a little bit, you know, just in terms of what he can do with the puck. And, you know, I think he broke Gabrick's goal record. I mean, this guy is...
Yeah,
I'm glad that he was able to. There was some worry that he was going to get stuck in Russia. We all know what's happening over there right now.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I know they were pretty concerned that he wasn't going to make it back. And that coupled with losing Kevin Fiala and then Cam Talbot leaving, I was like, oh my goodness, I don't know what's going to happen with this season.
I wrote that down. I was like, losing Fiala sucks.
Losing Fiala does suck big time. Big time. I mean, but yeah, Kirill the Thrill, I just don't know how you can beat him. I was at a game where he literally skated around the net and the whole area three times. Nobody stopped him. And I was like, what's happening? This guy's amazing.
He's like a water bug, just like,
skating
around everybody.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, he's really cool.
Well, that's what always sucks in the off season. You lose your goalie, Cam Talbot, and you lost the other guy, Capo. You lost, Nico Sturm in the mid-season trade to Colorado. And then you got Jost. Mm-hmm. And I see he's playing on your top line now, and that's why he wanted out of Colorado, because he wasn't, I mean, Colorado's just stacked right now. We're looking at like a legendary team. I was surprised that he requested the trade himself. Sad because he could have had a Stanley Cup, but
I mean, impressive, I guess, that he wants to play. These guys, but I mean, he is on a pretty incredible line, you know, along with Kaprizov and with Zucky. So yeah, so I hope that we can get it for him. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I think Colorado is gonna embark on a dynasty. Just kidding. I hope. But no, I really hope Minnesota can, you know, pull it together. I think you guys also got Alex Goligoski.
Yeah.
He's a former Gopher who I remember from many, many years ago, just because whenever he'd score a goal or something, the announcer would be like, Goligoski. And I was like, I love that last name. So
and it's a fantastic last name.
Yeah. And he's hockey old, which means he's my age. But it's kind of cool to see a Minnesota guy come back.
Yeah,
the Wild. I think the Wild's pretty good at that too, to bringing, like, when Zach Parise came back. I know this is before your time.
Oh no, I've heard all about Parise. Yep.
Yeah,
for his money. So.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm glad he's out of there, and I'm glad Suter's out of there as well. You know, Minnesota, I don't follow them as closely, but I know that there was all that drama with them.
Yeah. Sounds like they were some locker room, not great people. And
they were divas
off the ice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Disappointing, but yeah, it's cool. Goligoski, I think, is from Grand Rapids, so Iron Range territory, and from U of M. So it's cool when they come full circle and then play in the NHL right here.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Another big off-season or mid-season trade last year was the Flower coming, Marc-Andre Fleury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now, three games into the season, everyone wants his head on a stick.
Yeah, I know. It's so funny. I don't know if you follow, I'm sure, obviously, you follow a lot of Twitter hockey, but right away, you know, people were crucifying him. And I had feelings about him last season, to be honest with you. just because of, you know, he is 36, I think.
Hockey old.
He's been hockey old, right? Like you said, hockey old. Obviously an incredible player, has won awards, you know, Hall of Fame, definitely. But I just kind of felt like Cam Talbot, I thought, stood on his own last year. I really mm-hmm. thought he did a fantastic job. We made it to the playoffs, I felt, largely due to his efforts. And I just thought, oh man, they're going to bring Fleury in and they're going to start him. And they did. And, you know, we all know how the series went. So yeah, I think a Fleury fan even last year.
Yeah. I think all the Wild fans felt that way. You know, they kind of had loyalty to Cam. Yeah. And then, yeah, you bring in a big name like Fleury, but I mean, I saw someone write or on Facebook or wherever, there's like, Fleury's a top five goalie of all time. And I'm like, what? Like, no, he is not.
Not right now. Not anymore.
I mean, the thing I love about Fleury is his attitude, and he's just always got a smile on his face. Like, those are great attributes to have. Like, everybody loves them. But yeah. When you're not winning games, you're letting in seven goals.
Yeah. I mean, dude never saw a rebound he didn't love. He just rebounds like crazy. And
yeah,
I think he's out of the net a lot. And of course, again, you know, I'm not an expert by any means. But yeah, I wasn't sold on him last year. I was really bummed when Talbot asked for a trade. And I understood why. Because I think he could see the writing on the wall, which was that Fleury was going to be our number one. And I think Cam's earned the right to be the number one. So,
yeah. 100% for sure.
Yeah.
But then you also have, so it's only three games in. You guys lost last night.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But I watched the highlights of that game, and you guys put in an awesome battle. Because, I mean, it's Colorado. Yeah. We are pretty stacked. But Kaprizov got a goal. It was looking neck and neck. And you guys, who was in net last night? What's his name?
Gustafsson was in net last night. Yeah.
Yeah, he had a pretty good game. There were some soft goals. Weird bounces.
Kind of weird one that went right over his head. That one was kind of wild.
Eric Johnson was like, stop that. Who did that? Like,
what just happened?
But then you have a bunch of new pieces. Marco Rossi was scratched, and people were upset with that because he's a new stud coming from Austria. He was in the farm team last year.
Yeah.
Can you talk about him? What do you know about him?
I'll be honest, I don't know a ton about him. I watched him play in one of the preseasons. I thought he was good. I mean, fast, lots of hustle. But I don't know. I guess I don't know the decision to scratch him. I was a bit surprised too. I think we were all thinking that he was definitely a shoe-in for, you know, being in the team, and then to see that they, you know, scratched him. I was like, oh, okay. I think he definitely could have provided some assistance on that line.
Yeah, but I think the coach is maybe doing some head games or something. Let it be like, hey, you're a star in Austria, but you're not a star here. I don't know.
But then keeping some people around, and then, I don't know, you know, you're kind of like, okay, well, but I hope that, you know, he'll come up again.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, if you guys lose another game, I'm sure the fans are going to want the coach dead now. You know, first it was the goalies. Now it's going to be the coach.
Yeah. Calling for Everson's head.
Yeah. Well, then Matt Boldy is another young guy you got.
Matt Boldy is fantastic. Yeah. I was going to say he and Kaprizov are one and two as far as my favorite players to watch. And I think Boldy's learning a lot, you know, from obviously his, you know, fellow teammates, and I think he's a really, really talented kid. I hope he sticks around here in Minnesota too. I was at a game last year where he got a hat trick, and that was really, really fun. And yeah, he's fun to watch. His puck handling has gotten better, I think, even from last year, just watching a couple games of him this year. So yeah, I think that he's going to be absolutely an up and comer. Hopefully he'll stick around Minnesota for quite some time. So.
Yeah. And then speaking of up and comers, Addison, your D-man, he's another young guy.
Yep. I got to see him play. Yeah, he's pretty good.
Well, and so you got, like I said, you got the pieces. So I think, you know, it's still October. I don't start worrying about a team till January.
Okay, you know? That's good to know. Say, when should I worry? You know, I'm and then I'm freaking out.
Well, then also Jordan Greenway. He's your he's a huge guy too. So I think once he comes back.
Yeah, I think once we get him back. Yeah. And he's an incredible, you know, he's fantastic. So I was hoping, I didn't realize that he was out for as long as he's been out. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, I don't know when he's slated to come back, but I'm definitely looking forward to seeing
him. I saw something about another 2 to 4 weeks, but I might've been half awake when I saw that.
Yeah, he's one of our big guys. We have another one, I'd have to look up his name, a big defenseman. He's like 6'9" or 6'10". I mean, he's a big guy. Yeah, I saw him in a preseason and I was like, who is that?
Oh yeah. 6'7".
Yeah. Or 6'7". Okay. I was exaggerating.
Well, is that with skates on or without?
Good question. I don't know.
He's a chess player.
Yeah.
Well, usually I ask, you know, what's a memorable game or playoff run, but since you just got into it, we kind of talked a bit, but do you have a favorite game that you want to talk about?
I'm trying to remember. I had a favorite game last year. I want to say maybe the one where Boldy got his hat trick, and man, I'm sad that I don't remember who it was against. You know, my husband can give you exactly who it was against, exactly the score, who else scored. He's so good at remembering all that. I'm just over there like screaming my head off when I'm when I'm at the arena. It was really fun to see because I think it was his first NHL hat trick.
That's cool.
He was so excited. Yeah, so that was a really, really fun game. Being at the playoff game, even though, you know, we lost in horrendous fashion, just the energy of the fans and everything there is just palpable. That was also just a really cool game to get to go to. Minnesota fans, you know, I'm sure this is true of every state, but I just feel like they are really, really into it. Really supportive of the teams. And so, being around everybody when you're in that environment is just the best.
I lived in the cities briefly in like 2016 for a little bit. And that's University of North Dakota won the college championship. And of course I had to watch it. You know, I'm from Grand Forks. So I like went to a bar, brought my niece. I put a little Sioux jersey on her. We watched it at this little like cafe bar place. And there was this like old man, like mean mugging my niece because she's wearing a Sioux jersey. And like we end up winning. And like he was pissed. I was like, okay, first of all, Minnesota's not even playing. You know,
right.
But like the hatred that the Gopher fans have for Sioux fans, like I thought like maybe I shouldn't put my 4-year-old niece in a North Dakota, but I figured she's so cute. No one's going to mess with her, but I was wrong.
Right. Oh man. That's almost Philadelphia level.
But they're serious. I mean, whenever like Gopher fans would come to the Ralph, there was always like, it's just the best rivalry. And it's not really there anymore because we don't play in the same division.
Right.
Which is so stupid.
Why? I don't even understand why they had to switch it all up. But I've heard about that rivalry. It's a real one. Yeah.
Well, it is. Minnesota's broken my heart so many times. I love it's the team I love to beat. That goes into my next question. Which team do you hate to lose to?
Oh, I mean, I'm sorry, but Colorado. It's
what?
They're so good. Yeah. Yeah. They are so good. And it just it hurts to lose to Colorado, but in a way you understand it because you're like, okay, well, they're fantastic. And like you said, they're stacked this year. I mean, just watching the highlights from last night, I was like, oh man, they've got an incredible club over there. So yeah, I would say Colorado. Like, oddly enough, other things that bother me are losing to states where they have no business having a hockey arena, like Arizona and Florida. I'm like, ooh, listen, yeah, we do this in the backyard on our pond. You guys have to make, you know,
yeah.
It just
get out of here, Dallas. Like,
yeah, get out of here, Dallas. Oh yeah, Dallas. Oh, ouch. You know, that one I think still hurts a lot of the OG Minnesota fans, obviously, because we lost some of our stars, and now they had to go somewhere where it's 150 degrees, and it just feels kind of like, if we have to lose to Montreal or Colorado, okay, all right, you know, but we're losing to Arizona or Las Vegas.
Well, no, I'm not, like, I never really cheered for the Wild, but I did in 2002, 2003, when they had this epic run where they beat Colorado in game 7. I mean, they have a DVD series of just that first series of when they won it in game 7, and it was just so epic. And then we won in game 7, the second round, and then we lost 4 straight to the Ducks. Yep, it was like so sad.
I heard about this.
You know, I think that was the last time Minnesota got that far.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And which is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
As a Minnesota fan.
Yeah. You know? Well, as you know, Minnesota sports will break your heart just over and over and over again.
I know.
I mean, unless you're a Lynx fan, and then you've won a ton, and the Lynx are fantastic. But
yeah.
Otherwise,
I know. I was going back in my brain. I was like, was the 92 Twins the last? And then I was like, oh yeah, the Lynx.
The Lynx, yeah. Yeah, but of course everyone forgets about them. But yeah, the Lynx. But yeah, otherwise it would have been, the last World Series that the Twins won, 91, 92. Yeah.
Yeah, I think when they were worst to first or something like that.
Yep. Yeah.
Kirby Puckett.
Yep.
he was. R.I.P. No, then I have something embarrassing to admit. This took me years to realize, but the logo, the Minnesota Wild logo, I didn't realize it was an animal till like 6 years ago. I just thought it was like wilderness, you know, because I never really like looked at it. And then like one day I was at like TJ Maxx and I bought like a Wild shirt for really cheap. And then I like looked at it. I was like, oh my, is that a mouth? Those are eyes. I was like, oh my god,
yeah.
How did I not know this?
Oh, absolute props to whoever designed that logo, because it's pretty cool. I have to say, it's a pretty badass logo as far as they go. Yeah. Now, if you can explain to me what Nordy is, I would.
Is that the mascot?
That's
right?
our mascot. Yeah, that's our mascot. Nordy. His name is Nordy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got some feelings on Nordy. I think I told you that, you know, a good hockey mascot is like my absolute favorite. Mascots in general, I love mascots. I know it's weird, but I have been like a pretty big mascot fan for a long time. Okay. And Nordy, I think that
I'm
like
looking
the design
at Nordy now.
Of Nordy. Are you? Okay. Tell me what kind of animal you think that this even is. I'd love to hear it.
He's a hybrid. Clearly.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Half bear, half he's a bear, right? Uh-huh.
I mean, probably I would say,
but
maybe
he's got
half,
that
like
the forehead
mountain lion.
Yeah.
He's just a conglomeration, and they're like, he was just born in the wild, so that's what they came up with. I do love that they gave him a mullet.
Naturally.
Here's the thing. Yeah, you got to be, as a NHL mascot, man, I think you have, it's a tall order, and I think you need to be doing a lot of stuff to rile that crowd up, and you got to be kind of everywhere. And Nordy, I'm sorry, Nordy, I'm calling you out. not doing it. I mean, he comes out with a t-shirt cannon once a, you know, once a game, and every now and again he drums on his drum, you know, da, 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 da. But I just think that there's a lot that a mascot can bring to the game.
Yeah. Lord,
he's not bringing it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you look how Gritty took over the NHL. I mean, right? We all love Gritty. I'm not a Flyers fan, but I love Gritty.
If you know nothing about the Flyers, you know that Gritty exists.
Yeah, well, he's got an awesome Twitter. I mean, oh, I think
Twitter's fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, Nordy needs to get on social media.
Yeah.
He needs to start pulling prank.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, we need to start. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, my husband and I always talk about how annoyed we get when, you know, with every commercial break, the shovelers come out and they shovel, mm-hmm. you know, the ice. And I understand, okay, it has to be done. Ice maintenance, 100%. I think Nordy should be in on that. I think he should be dancing around. I think he should be pretending to figure skate. I think he should be harassing the refs. I think he's harassing the other team a little bit, not much, but, you know, enough to just kind of make it fun. I don't see him.
Can you skate?
I mean, I can. Not now. Could I try to, you know, do all that stuff? But that's the thing. You could make it funny. You could pretend to ice skate and fall all over the place. You know, you can tell that being a mascot would be my ultimate dream job. So,
yeah.
You know,
well, I have ideas. I actually asked this in my last episode, but what do you think of the new Seattle mascot? The troll.
Oh, come for the on. Yeah, and they had such an opportunity to make like an amazing like Kraken, you know, like a sea creature. And then that's what they came up with.
It's a low rent
Gritty. Yeah, I was so disappointed.
And it just reminds me of like trolls, like the movie Trolls, and then also like trolls from when I was little. Remember there was a troll craze in the early 90s?
Oh yeah.
So I was like, oh, gems. Back. Yeah.
If
this mascot had a gem in the belly, then I'd forgive it.
No, we're talking. But yeah. There's no gem in the belly. There's no gem in the belly. It just looks like a low rent Gritty to me. And that's a missed opportunity. And I mean, even the Red Wings with their thing that they suspend from the ceiling, their octopus or whatever. It would be better to have it in with the crowd and on skates like it used to be. But
yeah, well, I think even Colorado's mascot, it's like a Burmese mountain dog or something.
Yep.
And that's kind of they used to have a Yeti. Too.
Yes.
You remember, it was like
absolutely
the snowman, like the foot, and like guess it's for children. They want the kids to give it a hug or something.
All right, well, what about me?
Yeah.
Why don't they worry about what I think?
Right?
I mean, at least they have them. The Rangers don't even have one. So that's how you know you can't trust them. They don't even have a mascot, which, okay.
I thought it was like the Statue of Liberty would come in. And like,
yeah, right? Yeah.
I'm going to have to do a thorough logo or mascot lookup and see which teams have the best one for sure.
Oh yeah. Yep. There's some pretty cool ones out there. Absolutely. Well,
and yeah, Nordy's even a dumb name. Nordy.
Yeah, it's I know. We got room for improvement there.
Yeah, I think get the fans involved, get them to vote, but sometimes that doesn't work out either.
I know. Yeah, they'll back them every, you know.
What did you think of the reverse retro logo?
Oh, yeah.
Like the reverse retro jerseys.
Yeah, I guess I wasn't a huge fan of them. I'm my favorite are just your standard, your green, like the ones that they wear when they're home. Yeah. It's fun to try. Right, something like that, but it just wasn't my favorite, I gotta say.
It's kind of confusing because the Wild have nothing to do with the North Stars other than they just play Minnesota, so I could see like Dallas doing that color scheme perhaps if they were doing it, but I don't know. I'm being too technical maybe.
Yeah, no, not at all. I mean, when you go to a Wild game, you see a ton of North Stars jerseys. Oh, yeah. I mean,
no,
yeah.
I like the
old owl.
Yeah. I used to have a North Star t-shirt, but it's gone with the time. I don't know where it is, but
yep.
So let's see. So what are your hopes for this season? And well, I'll just end with my last question. Why should your team win? Name of the show.
Sure.
What are your hopes?
Yeah, well, my hopes are that we get it together. I hope our defense can get it together. I hope that obviously our goalie situation can remedy itself. I haven't written Fleury off entirely, and I hope that Gustafson can learn quite a bit this year too. But really, I think it comes down to D. You know, that needs to get shored up. I don't know what that
tightened up.
There we go. Yeah, we got to tighten that up. Of course, I hope that we can make it back to the playoffs again. And man, winning a cup would be just the most incredible thing ever. Why do they deserve to win? Or why should they win? Because Minnesota sports will break your heart, and we need somebody to pull through for us. And I think that we have all the pieces there, like you were saying. We've got all the things. We just need to get it in place. And I think Evason and Guerin need to be not scared to switch up some lineups sometimes. I think that's honestly one thing that kind of took us down in the playoffs last year, was that they would not make any line adjustments. And but I hope that they're open to that, and I hope that we can get all those pieces together and just make the perfect Stanley Cup puzzle.
Well, awesome. You know, I go Minnesota. I hope you guys make it, but I hope we don't play you guys in the playoffs, because anything can happen in the playoffs, you know.
It's true.
I mean, but I hope we don't play you guys, because it'll be some game seven dramatics, and I will cry.
I mean, you won last year, so let someone
else.
Okay.
Yeah.
You won a couple of them.
And maybe if we win two more, then I'll be like, all right, we'll give it to Minnesota now.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. We'll take it whenever.
Yeah. All right, Jess, thanks so much for lending me your time.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Bye.